Hey guys, real quick. I've been working on my social media game, specifically my Instagram. It's where I post most of my personal stuff in bite-sized business zingas. So if we aren't connected, let's go and let's get connected over there. And if we are, amazing. Well, let's get back to the show.
What about house cleaning?
House cleaning?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got our house cleaned.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Our oldest daughter, Kobe, and our youngest daughter, Lani, right there, they actually do cleaning every single day. A little bit of cleaning. They tidy the house, which is really nice. And yeah, I think that's what we primarily do on a daily basis. Like myself, I will clean the countertops after dinner. That's kind of what I've found to be like the thing I like doing, and that's how I contribute. I'll put the dishes in the dishwasher, and then our oldest daughter, she puts the dishes away in the morning, and then the kids are responsible for tidying the house, which means they make their beds, they clean up their rooms, they clean up the couch, put things away. Yeah, so that's kind of how we do, like, keeping the house clean is it's a team effort. What are some of the products, like, what are products that we use?
Toilet bowl cleaner, toilet wands, like the Clorox toilet wands that are disposable.
Toilet bowl cleaner, what kind of toilet bowl cleaner?
I don't know, whatever one's bulk. Clorox, Lysol.
So there's no brand per se? Like you don't have a brand that...
No, the only thing that's like branded that we use is we use Barkeeper's Friend. We love Barkeeper's Friend. We're huge fans of Barkeeper's Friend.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it. And then we use Melaleuca Tough and Tender. We use vinegar and water for mirrors. It's amazing. Concentrated vinegar and water. Like, you can't even leave a streak if you wanted to.
Yes. That's probably a hack.
Yeah.
Any other
stones?
Any other hacks that we use that are, like, either time efficient or cost efficient?
Yeah, we use, vinegar and Dawn dish soap. If you mix them in a spray bottle and you spray hard water and then you come back with a quadruple zero steel wool, you scrub, you'll get rid of all the hot water. And then you rinse really good.
Cool.
And then you dry it with just vinegar and water. Crystal clear every time.
What about power? So like vacuums, what's
the
vacuum?
Shark. NV752 is the model. It's the best model ever. It's purple. And the best feature on it is it has a lift away option, so it can go under furniture, so you don't have to move furniture. However, if you go under things, you should look before you vacuum because you'll suck stuff up and then you'll clog your vacuum. And every single time that a tech clogs a vacuum, I think we've only ever had like 3 truly broken vacuums, every single time it's a clog.
Yeah.
I can't remember who makes it, either Dyson or Shark, but they make a new vacuum mop. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on those?
They're great in theory. Like, they'd be great for a homeowner probably, but not for what we do.
What about for mop? What do we use for...
We use an O-Cedar spin mop. Hands down, best mop on the market for general residential house cleaning.
Cool.
And then... mop, vacuum. And then we use like a Husky tool bag that you can get at your Home Depot or local tool store. And it has like pockets for bottles. So we put the exterior bottles on the outside of it. And then we put fill in the middle of it with... all the little things that are needed for cleaning. We also are big on aprons. We wear aprons as house cleaners for utility purposes. Like, all your stuff is right here, so you're not transferring, you're not having to walk back and forth between you and your caddy if you don't leave your caddy right next to you.